Today's daf is daf Kuftes in Bava Kamma. We will start with the Mishnah on the end at the bottom of daf Kufches Omid Beis. The Mishnah starts off with one halacha, with the din of the Chi of Kefal. We know when somebody steals, when he does a Maisa Gneva, he is chayiv to pay back twice the amount that he stole. He has to pay back two times that amount. Besides the regular din of kefal, the regular halacha, that when a person steals, he must pay back twice, there's another halacha which we've learned about a number of times in the Masechta, which is something called toyin ta'anas ganov. Not only when a person actually goes ahead and makes a maisa geneva and actually steals an item, he must pay kefal, but if somebody entrusts his chayfetz, entrusts his item, his article, with his friend and asks him to watch it, and the person, upon the return of the owner, tells the owner that he does not have the item because the item got stolen in a way that the shomer, the watchman, would be potter, and it was found to be not true, and he had actually taken it or hidden the item. That's called toyen ta'anas ganof, and if a person claims that the article was stolen, it really wasn't stolen, the shomer / thief is responsible to pay back twice again. Now, the Mishnah clarifies this halacha, and the Mishnah tells us that the only time there's this halacha, that a person must pay back twice, when he claims that it was stolen and it really was not stolen, is only by a toyen ta'anas ganof, when he claims that it was stolen. If on the other hand, he claims that the article was lost, although that would also be a ta'anas p'tur, a ta'ina, a claim that ultimately would make him not responsible to pay back this item, because let's say he's a shomer chinam, he's watching this item for free, and a shomer chinam is not chayiv to pay back should the item be lost. Still, the din of toyen ta'anas ganof, this din of kefal does not apply. He does not have to pay back double. The only time a person has to pay back double is only when he claims it was stolen. But if he claims it was lost and it was found to be in his possession, he does not have to pay back double the amount. He does not have to pay back kefal. Says the Mishnah, Heichan pikdoini. If a person, the owner of the item, says, "Where is my pikadon? Where is the article that I entrusted in your hands to watch for me?" Amar loy avad. He says, "You know what? It was really stolen. It was lost. The article got lost, and therefore I am pater from paying you back. I don't owe you anything. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I do not owe you this money." Mashbiach ani. Will you be maskim? Will you swear to this fact? The owner of the article asks his friend, asks the watchman, "Will you swear to this fact, to testify that this item was in essence lost?" V'amar Omein, he says, "Yes, I will swear." And the word Omein actually constitutes a shvuah. When a person is asked and prepped up to make a shvuah, and he answers and responds, Omein, that in essence, that in itself is a shvuah. The ha'edim e'edim oisai, and the edim testify against him. And they say, "No, it was not lost, but rather she'ochlei, rather he has eaten it mishalem keren." Here the Mishnah tells us, "No, he does not have to pay kefal, but rather the tashlum of keren, just the paying back the principal itself, will suffice, because he was not toyen ta'anas ganav, like we explained, but rather he was toyen ta'anas ovad. He claimed a claim that it was lost. However, so, says the Mishnah after the brackets, which we will skip." Heichan pikdoini, in a different case, a second case where the owner of the item comes and says, "Where is my pikadon? Where is this article that I entrusted in your hands?" Omar loy, he says, "Nignav, it was in essence stolen." Mashbiach ani, will you swear to this fact? V'omar omein, yes, I will swear. I swear to this fact that it was stolen. V'ho'edim me'idin oisoi, and the witnesses testify she gonvoy, that in essence he himself stole it. It was not stolen from him, but rather he himself stole it. Mishalim tashlum kefel. In that case, he must pay a tashlum of kefel, because he does go into the classification of a toyen ta'anas ganav, which is also chayiv kefel, which is also responsible to pay back double the amount of the theft, even though he's not a real thief. In the true sense of the word, he did not actually make a maisa geneva. He did not go out and steal the item with an action, but rather he just told the owner that it was stolen. He lied to the owner, but that in halacha has a din of toyin ta'an hasganef, and he is responsible to pay kefil. Hoyde me'atzmoy. However, in the case where this liar, the watchman, comes around and says, you know what, I admit that when I said it was stolen, it was not true. I had in essence hid it or eaten it, and I had taken it. Then he's chayev mishalim keren choymesh ve'oshom. Then he is responsible to pay back a keren, the principal choymesh, an additional fifth, and he has to bring a korban, which is called an asham gizelos, which is talked about at the end of Parshas Vayikra. It's one of the Asham Vadai. There are many different types of Asham. One of them is called Asham Gezelois. When a person steals something, or a person denies the fact that the item is in his possession, and then he himself admits to the fact that he had in essence hid the item, The Torah is mechayev a person in that case, a keren, choymesh, and osham. He must pay the principal, and he must add a fifth, and he also has to bring a korban osham. That is the first halacha in this Mishnah. The second halacha in the Mishnah actually is a second portion, a second half to the Mishnah we have learned previously on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph tells us a very interesting halacha, that although to return an item, to make a hashavas gezela, to return a stolen item, a person typically does not have to travel across the world to give it back. It's enough to inform him as best as he can that he has it in his possession. However, when a person swears, when a person takes an oath and takes a shvua telling us that he does not have the item, and in essence, he really does have the item, then his chi of hashava, the din of the heshavas hagzela shagozal, the halacha that the Torah tells us, the mitzvah asay, the mitzvah do'iraisa, that a person must return the stolen item when he has stolen it, takes on a new dimension. Through the fact that he swears and through his oath, the mitzvah of a heshavas hagzela shagozal takes on different halachas more than a regular thief that would typically steal something and have to return it. The first case we have seen in Daf Kuf Gimel, as we mentioned, that there's a din when a person swears that he did not steal something, then his chi of hashava, then the din of the mitzvah d'araisa, the mitzvah of the Torah to return the stolen item, goes much further and requires the thief to actually travel across the world. Yilchenu acharav ad lemodai. That is the first halacha we've seen, that one, when a person swears that he has not stolen it, he has not stolen the item, and in essence he has stolen the item, then his chiyuv hashava is compounded in a way that he must go now all the way to Madai. Says the Mishnah Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, our Mishnah of today, that there's another halacha when a person swears and a person takes an oath that he has not stolen an item and in essence he has stolen that item. And that is the case of Hagoizeles Oviv. A very fascinating halacha, a very interesting halacha. The Mishnah says, Hagoizeles Oviv, a person steals from his father, Vinishbaloi, and then he swears, he takes an oath denying the fact that he stole this item to his father, Umeis, and the father dies. Harezem Mishalim Keren V'choymesh V'osham L'bonav Oyla Ochiv. The halacha is as follows. When a person steals from his father, let's just take, to make it very simple, a person stole $300 and he is one of three sons. None of them are Bechor because there was a daughter first. So there's three sons, and the halacha is, we know that the sons of the deceased Yarshin, and they get the entire Yerusha, the entire estate goes down, al pi halacha, al pi din Torah, the entire estate goes down to the children, to the sons of the deceased. If one of these sons, before the father died, before he was nifter, he had stolen $300. Or he had stolen an item that was worth $300. Hagoizelus Oviv, Vinishbalay, and the father confronted him and said, have you stolen anything from me? And the son said, no. Will you take an oath? The son responds to his father, yes, I swear that I have not taken anything from you, Umeis. And then the father dies. So now this item, in essence, even though it is right now in the hand of Reuven the thief, the first son, but now it really belongs to all three sons equally. Now, the interesting part is that one of these three sons happens to be the thief. This thief also does receive the chayfetz hanigzal, receive the item that was stolen. He does get a portion of this chayfetz. He does get a portion of this stolen item. So, in essence, he really only has to return 2/3 of the value of the item to his brothers. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Harei ze mishalem karen v'chomesh v'osham lebanov. Oy la'achiv. He must return the karen, the principal of this item, v'chomesh, and 1/5 more than the value of the item to his sons, to the sons and to the brothers. Rashi explains, the sons of the brothers of the deceased. In other words, he must return this item to his own brothers, the sons of the deceased, i.e. his own brothers. Now, he has to take this item, even though the part of this item really, al-pi halacha, al-pi din Torah, does belong to the thief himself. He had stolen the item, but now, upon the death of his father, the item actually transfers over, and 1/3 of the item transfers over to the thief himself. The halacha is he must return the entire item, and he must make a hashava. Rashi explains the reason why he has to do this is l'kayim mitzvah hashava, and he speaks out. V'afal gav, says Rashi, even though the nafla yerusha kami deheich, even though in essence 1/3 of the item belongs now to the thief himself, and he really does not have a chiyav hashava, says Rashi, no, boy lemevet hashava, there's a mitzvah veheishav hazakzela. Since this thing originally came to the thief through an act of theft, through a gzela, he has a mitzvah of veheishav hazakzela shagozal, he must return it. And it seems from Rashi that this mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, that although he owns this part of this chayfetz right now, he still has to get rid of it, and he has to take it out of his possession and give it out to his brothers. And if he doesn't have any brothers, he has to give it to the brothers of his father, the original owner, his father, the deceased. And the reason for this is, Rashi seems to say that it's a mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of a heshev esakzela shagozal, that he has to return the stolen item. And it's mashma, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's a obligation that's required min ha-Torah. The Shita Mekubetzes, in the name of the Rosh, however, argues and says that this mitzvah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanon, and the Ravid, another one of the great Rishonim, say that it's only a mitzvah latzeis yidei shemayim, that in essence he does not have to do it. It's not a mitzvah on him to do it midoraisa, but rather since this chayfetz, this part of this chayfetz came to him through theft, he has a mitzvah midarabonon or a chiyuv latzeis yidei shemayim to get rid of it and to give it to somebody, to give it away, to give it out. And we'll see later on in the Gemara that the halach is you must get rid of this item at all costs. Who should you give it to? You should give it first to your brothers because they would be the ones who would receive it if you would not be around. If you would have never, if you wouldn't be one of the brothers, they would split the rest of the Yerusha because they are the other Yerushim, they are the other heirs to the father. So they should split this gzela. But the main point is that the gzela, this theft, must get out of your possession. And this is all because you made a shvuah, like the Mishnah says, a gozelus of a vinishbaloi, and he made a shvuah. He made an oath to his father, and he denied the fact that he stole it. So this new mitzvah of chiyav hashava, this new mitzvah of a heshev zakzela shagozal, expounded in a way that he must return the item, even though at the end of the day the item made it rightfully to his possession. But since originally it came to his possession, Bigzela, and he made a shvua, he has to get rid of it, he has to give it to either the sons of the deceased, which are his brothers, or the brothers of the deceased, which are his uncles. If he does not want to do that, or he does not have, he cannot afford it, says Rashi, he cannot afford to get to lose this value. He's a poor man and he really has no eitzah. Since this, according to the Rishonim that say that this is a mitzvah derabanan, that would explain it very well, that since this is only a mitzvah lotzei yidei shamayim, it's not me'ikar din hashaveh, because right now he owns the item. He actually acquired the item. So therefore, we have another eitzah for him. We have another idea, another way how we can get rid of this item and still retain the value of the item, but get rid of the actual item. And that is, says the Mishnah, loive ubalichoiv boin v'nefroim. He should borrow money from a friend and then tell the friend, the lender, that I would like you to take this item as collateral. This, when you collect your debt, you should take it from this item, and thereby he retains the value. Since the money that was lent to him, he gets to keep and to use on his bare expenses, the expenses that he needs to live. And he tells the balchoiv, he tells the lender to go ahead and collect the item in lieu of his debt, and thereby he is able to, since the money really belongs to him. And what he's just trying to do is to get rid of the gneva, because since it's such a terrible thing to have gneva in your possession, and this article came to his possession through an act of theft, we tell him to get rid of it, to please borrow money and pay back with this theft, with the article of theft, and thereby he gets rid of the theft. A similar concept we see in the Mishnah Nedarim, in a concept in when a person's father makes a neder that he does not want his son to have any pleasure from his nechasim. Ha'oimel of noi, if somebody says to his son, konam, iata ne'ene meshili, I do not want you to have any pleasure from me. In that case, since he used the wordage, he used the words, iata ne'ene meshili, he merely says, I don't want you to have from me, imes yirshenu. If he dies, if the father dies, he can still, the son that the father made a neder that he shouldn't have any pleasure may still take possession of the Yerusha, since he only said iatonena mishali, you should not have any pleasure from me. After the person dies, it's not considered having pleasure from the deceased himself, and therefore he's allowed to take the Yerusha. However, says the Mishnah, b'chayev u'b'maisai, if he adds the words, I do not want you having pleasure for me in my life or in my death, in that case, imes lo yirshenu. Since he said, I don't want you having pleasure for me in my death, so if the person dies, he does not get a piece of the estate, he does not get a piece of the Yerusha, and therefore his portion should go, v'yachzir lebonav oy la'ochiv, his portion should go to the other brothers, or to the brothers of the deceased. V'im einlay, again says the Mishnah, since really in essence, al pi hilchis and gidrei choshen mishpat, since in monetary halacha he does get the Yerusha, even though he's not allowed to use and to have pleasure from it, but the ownership of the item does transfer to the son. But then the son is under the spell, so to speak, of the oath, and he's under the spell of the neder. So he's not allowed to use the articles. So again, we have this issue that if he can't afford to live without this money, he again can do the same thing. He can borrow money and have his lender go and collect these items from the estate itself. So therefore, he won't be having direct pleasure from these items, but yet he'll be benefiting monetarily, and since he can't afford it, since he can't afford to live without this money, he will get the monetary gain of the loan, but he won't be having direct pleasure, but rather be causative and indirect pleasure, and therefore it's acceptable if he doesn't have money, if he can't afford it. Says the Chazon Ish that this is only a bidyavet. This is only if he can't afford it. However, if he could afford it, in both cases, he should try his best to get rid of the entire theft and give it away without getting any monetary compensation, as well as the case in the Durham, when he is not allowed to have pleasure, he should also try, if he can, to do away and not to have any pleasure. Amar, says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Afilu la'arniki shel tzedaka, the mitzvah, the din, to get rid of the gzela, to get rid of this article of theft is so strong that even if he doesn't have brothers, he doesn't have uncles, or he can't find anything, he has a mitzvah, he has to get rid of this gzela. Since this article was taken through theft, he has to give it away, even if it means giving it just to the coffers of tzedakah, he has to give it away. Amar Rav Papa, but when you give it to tzedakah, says Rav Papa, it's very important, v'tzar sheyoymar ze gezel ovi, he must say and mention to the gaboyim and to the people in charge of the tzedakah that this is the thievery, this is the gezel of the stolen articles of my father. So ask the Gemara a very interesting question. Why is this halacha true? We learned before on Daf Kuf Gimel in the Mishnah we mentioned earlier that a person who steals and makes a shvua and makes an oath that he hasn't stolen yet, there's a halacha that he must go to the end of the world. Yoylichenu achrav ad lemadai. However, the Mishnah there on Daf Kuf Gimel and Aleph makes a stipulation that this is only true if he still owes the money. However, if he bumped into the nigzal, to the owner, to the victim of the thievery, and the victim tells him, you know what, I'm meichel you, I don't mind, it's okay, I am meichel any monetary obligations that you have because of this thievery. So in that case, he does not have to follow him to Madai, and he does not have to return the stolen item. He does not have to give him even a chomesh. He does not have to add an extra fifth, like we mentioned, and it's okay. Asks the Gemara if that is true, that when a person is moichel and absolves the thief of returning any stolen item, that it's over and he doesn't have to follow him to Madai, and he doesn't have a chiv, he does not have an obligation anymore to return the item and to return the theft. Why, in our case, can he not be mochel himself? In this case, when a person steals from his father, and then his father dies. So now, in essence, a third of the thievery, if he has two other brothers and he's the third brother, a third of this article really belongs to the thief himself, as we mentioned. So since we see in the Gemara earlier, in Daf Kuf Gimel, that Mechila helps, that if a victim is mochel, the thief, then that is enough, and he does not have to pay back anymore. In this case, the victim is, in essence, the thief himself. He himself is now the victim and the thief, because he went in the place of the victim. The victim was his father. His father died, and he took over. He became as if he was the hand of his father. He is now in the place of his father. So he is the victim, and he is the thief. So let him be mochel himself. Let him absolve himself of any obligation of paying back this thievery. Mi loy tnan. Have we not learned earlier in Daf Kuf Gimel and Aleph? Mochel loy ala keren. If the victim is mochel the principal of the theft, v'loy mochel loy ala chomesh, but he has not absolved him of the chomesh, the halacha is, in that case, he has to give the chomesh. Alma, we see from this Mishnah, bar mechilahu, that the stolen articles can be forgiven. And since we see that it can be forgiven, asks the Gemara, why can't he himself forgive himself, and therefore he will not have to pay back and not have to be mitzi this gzeila mitachas yodi, will not have to get rid of the article, the stolen article from his hand. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan lekasha, it's not a question. We're asking now a stira, and in our Mishnah it seems that mechila does not work. In the previous Mishnah it seems like mechila does work. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a question. Ha Rabbi Yosi Aglili, ha Rabbi Akiva. It's two different tanoim. The Mishnah here and the Mishnah Daf Kuf Gimel are two different tanoim talking, and in a Hanami there is a contradiction, but the contradiction is not a question at all, because it's two different tanoim talking. The Tanya we have learned in a Braisa. Vim ein leish goyel. The pasuk says in Parshas Nosoi, if the person does not have a goyel, he does not have a redeemer, lahashiv asham. In the case when a person stole, we mentioned earlier that the pasuk in the end of Parshas Vayikra says that when you steal and you swear and then you admit to your guilt, you must pay back keren v'chaimesh v'asham. Says the pasuk in Parshas Nosoi. If the person dies, if the victim dies, you must pay back the Karen V'chaimish to his heirs. What happens if the person does not have heirs? Says the Pasuk that you must give it to Lahashem L'Koyin. You must return it to Hashem, to the Rabbonu Shel Olam, to the Koyanim. In other words, the way to return it to Hashem is to return it to the Koyanim. Asks the Gemara, V'chiyesh Adam B'Yisrael She'en L'Goyalim, is it possible that there's any living human being that does not have a relative, that does not have a Goel, a Redeemer, i.e. a next of kin? There are, as far back as you go, you'll always find that this person has some type of relative that will yarshin, that is the heir, that is the next of kin, that will take over all of his possessions. Elo begezel hager hakasu medaber. We are talking about when a person steals from a ger. Now we know the halacha is by a ger, a person who joins Judaism from a different religion. He becomes like a katan shenoylad. The halacha is that a ger shenizgayer ke katan shenoylad dami. A convert is as if he's reborn again, and he has no relatives. Any relatives of his past are no longer his relatives. So if a ger is nizgayer, he converts to Judaism, and he does not get married, or if he gets married, he does not have any children, and he dies, he is the one who has ein lo goyel. He has no heir. His wife does not yarshin him. She'll get sustenance, but she will not receive the Yerusha. And if he doesn't have any sons that were born to him after his conversion, no one is entitled to Yerusha, and therefore anybody in Klal Yisrael can equally be koine any of his nechasim. Anyone in Klal Yisrael, any other Jew, will be able to acquire anything that has belonged to a ger. If a ger dies and leaves over many assets, whoever gets to them first is the one who's able to keep them. Anybody holding on to a ger's assets before the ger dies, automatically receives those assets if they're in his possession, if they're in his courtyard, they have a kinyan chatzar, or any debts that are owed to a ger automatically are assumed and acquired by the person who owes the money. So in this case, when a person stole, if he stole from a ger, in essence, nobody should be entitled to that money, but rather the thief himself should just swallow the article. That was stolen because a ger has no yarshim, a ger has no one who takes over his position. So says the Gemara, Hareisha gozal a ger v'nishba loy Vishama Shemes Ager. If a person stole from a ger, from a convert, and he and the ger approaches him and says, "Have you stolen from me?" And he says, "No." "Will you make a shvu?" "Yes, I swear that I have not stolen anything from you." Then a few days later, Shama Shemes Ager, he found out, he heard a rumor that this ger died. And therefore he knows that the Pasuk said that if a person, if a person dies without any yorshim, without any heirs, so then you must give the keren, the chaimish, and the osham to Hashem, to the kohen. You must go to the Beis HaMikdash with the principal and with an additional one-fifth of the value of the thievery. And you must also bring a korban osham and give it all to Hashem, i.e. the kohenim. Now, what happens if this person poga ba'isa ger? This person bumped into the ger. The ger was not really dead. He just heard that he was dead, and it turned out that he was very, very much alive. And he told the ger, "Listen, I admit my faults, and I just want to tell you that I would like to do tshuva." And the ger says, "You know what? If you don't have the money now, pay me whenever you want. I'm going to be zokfan olav b'milva," says the Gemara. "V'zokfu olav b'milva." He said, "You used to owe me because you stole from me. Now I'm allowing you to extend this debt that you have because you stole from me. I'm allowing you to extend it for another year. I don't need you to pay me back for another year." And he made it in, turned it into a debt. He turned it from a obligation of articles stolen, he turned it into a debt. Umeis. And then the ger died. So now, this is a regular, typical debt. It has transformed from a obligation to return stolen articles to a debt. Now we know, we just mentioned earlier, that if a ger dies and leaves over debts, that anybody, then the lenders, and the people who owe the money, the borrowers themselves, owe the ger, and they assume and they acquire those debts, and they don't have to pay anybody back. So says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Zocha halah b'masha b'yodai. This person has in essence acquired what he has in his hand. He has acquired this debt. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva, however, argues, Rabbi Kiva oimer ein le'takona shiyotzik zeila mitachas yodai. He has no takona. This person has no... He has nothing to do. He has no way to fix it until he takes this gzela out. Once a gzela, says Rabbi Akiva, always a gzela. You cannot turn it into a debt. Since originally you got this article through a mice gzela, through thievery, you cannot take that obligation and turn it into a debt and thereby acquire it upon the death of the ger. No. Ein lo takona atshiyot gzela matachas yodai. So, continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that when you owe a ger money, when you owe somebody money, when you owe a thief money, you can, if the victim absolves you of the chiyuv, the mechila is a good mechila, it's a valid mechila, and you do not have to pay him back anymore. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, says the Gemara, loishna lenafshei, loishna lacherim motzi mochil. The victim of theft may absolve the thief, whether he himself is the victim, as the case of our Mishnah, and as the case of the Gezel Hager, where now when the ger dies, in this brisa of Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, when the convert dies, it ends up that the thief owes the money to himself. So, whether you owe the money to yourself or you owe the money to the victim of the theft, the victim may absolve the thief of his obligation. He may be moichel him. It does not matter if he owes it to himself or he owes it to other people. Matzi mochil. Ul Rav Akiva, we just said, ein le takanat shiyotzi gzeil v'tachaz yodai. Once there's thievery involved, you cannot be moichel thievery. And Rabbi Kiva's shita is that doesn't matter if you owe the money now to yourself or you owe it to somebody else, you can never be meichel thievery. So says the Gemara, that the reason why we asked, the Gemara asks a stira, the Gemara asks a contradiction. Earlier, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel we mentioned said that if the victim is moichel, the thief, the mechila is a good mechila, and he absolves him of his obligation, he does not have to pay back. And here, in our Mishnah, we see that the thief must get rid of the gzela, even though he owes it to himself. And the Gemara asked, how can that be? We know the mechila works. It seems to be a contradiction. Says the Gemara, it depends. It says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a question over here. It's not a steer. It's not a contradiction. And the reason is because the Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili maintains that a victim may absolve a thief, whether he owes it to himself or whether he owes it to somebody else. And the Mishnah by us, which says that Mechila does not work, is going according to Rabbi Akiva of this Braisa, that Rabbi Akiva very clearly says that Ein lo takana ad sheyotzi gzeila mitachas yodo. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, hu adin da afilu lo yizok from a milva. Even, according to Rabbi Yossi, even should the ger not have made this thievery into a debt, also, even if the thievery is vibrant and the obligation is because of the thievery, still Rabbi Yossi says that he could be meichel, that a victim could absolve the thief, even if the obligation right now is still thievery, still he could absolve him of the thievery. And that's why in the Mishnah earlier on Daf Kuf Gimel, Amin Aleph, we said that Mechila would work, and the reason why it would work is because even though it's still thievery, a victim may be Meichel, the thief, and the Mishnah Daf Kuf Gimel is going according to Rabbi Yossi. However, our Mishnah on Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis is going according to Rabbi Akiva, that says that Mechila does not work, it does not work, and one cannot be Meichel, a thief. Now the question is, v'haydik katani zok for love b'milve, says the Gemara, why in our case does it talk about that the ger, why in the case of the ger does the Braisa mention that the ger told him, you know what, I'll give you a year to pay it back. If the Maisik Zelo would be, the obligation would be an obligation of thievery and not an obligation of a loan. Lohidiach HaKoyched Rabbi Akiva. This is coming to tell us the strength of Rabbi Akiva's position. That Rabbi Akiva says that Mechila does not work. When does it not work? Afilu Zok von Alav B'milva. Even if a victim turned the thievery into a regular plain debt, still, since the debt came from an act of theft, says Rabbi Akiva, once it's a gzela, it's always a gzela, and therefore you cannot be meichel, you cannot absolve him of this obligation. Ein lo takona ad sheyotzi gzela matachas yodoi. So, the Rabbi Yochanan tells us that there's no contradiction, and the Mishnah that says that Mechila does work is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and the Mishnah that says that Mechila does not work is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Maskif la Rav Sheshes, asks Rav Sheshes, Ihochi, if that's true, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili maintains that Mechila would work whether you owe it to yourself or whether you owe it to the victim himself, you still owe it to the victim. Why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say his din, say his halacha, in a case of lechavre, in a case where he owes somebody else? In the case of Gezel Ager, in the case of Gezel Ager, it's talking in the case where he stole from a convert and then the convert died. We're talking about where in essence he owes it to himself. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili should really tell us this halacha, the halacha that Mechila works when he's talking about it to himself. Why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili tell us this halacha that Mechila works back on Daf Kuf Gimel and Aleph, when he's talking about being Meichel and absolving a debt that's owed to somebody else? It's so much more of a chidush. It's so much more of a real halacha. If you would tell us that you could even be meichel yourself, you can be meichel an obligation even when you owe it to yourself. Why on Daf Kuf Gimel earlier in the Mishnah does the Mishnah tell us the chidush that mechila works when it's talking about mechila to another person? Lashmino lenafshe. Let Rabbi Yossi Aglili tell us the chidush when he's talking about an obligation of theft that one owes to himself, v'kol shekein l'acherim, and we would know that for sure to another, to the victim himself, to somebody else, the victim, when the debt is outside of one's own body, it's owed to somebody else, there for sure it would work. And the same question is just the opposite, in the opposite direction. The Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, that says the mechila does not work, that when you owe somebody money because you stole from him, the victim cannot be meichel that obligation and your mitzvah to pay back stays. Let him tell us that halacha in the easier, in the harder case, that even if you owe it to somebody else, mechila does not work. Delay matzi machil. Even if you owe it outside to somebody else, v'kol shekein lenafshei. For sure, if you owe it to yourself, it does not work. It's so much harder to be meichel a chayiv when there's no one to be meichel to, when you're being meichel to yourself. So let Rabbi Akiva tell us this halacha that mechila does not work when you're being meichel to somebody else, when you're absolving the actual victim. There it doesn't work, and we would know for sure in a case where you owe it to yourself and the victim died, and now the debt, the obligation to return the theft is an obligation to you yourself. There I would say for sure, mechila does not work. Elo Amar Rav Sheshes, I argue on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah Daf Kuf Gimel is according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and the Mishnah Daf Kuf Ches is according to Rabbi Akiva. Says Rav Sheshes, I argue. Ha veha Rabbi Yossi Aglili. They're both Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ki ka Amar Rabbi Yossi Aglili dematzi machil. Both are Rabbi Yossi Aglili that hold that one may be meichel theft. One may be meichel it. However, when did Rabbi Yossi Aglili say this halacha, the matzi meichel acherim? It's only when you owe to somebody else. Avel enafshei loy matzi meichel. And therefore, on the Mishnah Daf Kuf Gimel, when it's talking about owing it to somebody else, that's where Rabbi Yossi Aglili tells me that you could be meichel that mechila will work. However, once we get to Daf Kuf Ches in our Mishnah, there Rabbi Yossi Aglili maintains that one cannot be meichel since the person died, the victim died, and it ends up that he owes it to himself. So in that case, Rabbi Yossi Aglili would agree that you cannot be meichel. Elo, amai zocha alab b'masha b'yodoi. Why, if that's true, that when a person is meichel to himself, it does not work. So why in the case, in the braisa we mentioned earlier on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, on the top of this Amud, that we said, we mentioned the braisa that when a person owes a ger and he meets a ger in the street and the ger is zokvon b'milve, that mechila, says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, does work, if Rav Sheshes is right, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili only is of the opinion that mechila works when you owe it to somebody else. However, when you owe it to yourself, it does not work. So why in the braisa does it say that zocha alav imasha biyodai? We just said that when it's to yourself, it does not work. Says the Gemara, the only reason that's true is because that braisa, if we remember, says very clearly that it was talking about a case of Zokfon Olav B'milvitz, a case where the ger met him in the street and said, you know what, I'll give you a loan, I'll allow you to extend this obligation of theft for a year, and therefore he transformed the obligation from an obligation of theft to a regular milve. When you owe yourself a regular debt, in that case, a person could be meichel himself. Rava Omar Rava says the opposite. No, both braises, both mishnas are Rabbi Akiva. Hava Rabbi Akiva. If that's true, that Rabbi Akiva says that you cannot be meichel this debt. So why in Daf Kuf Gimel does it say that you can be meichel the debt? It says the Gemara Kiyama Rabbi Akiva delematzi meichel and nafshei. When does Rabbi Akiva maintain that you cannot be meichel, you cannot absolve the debt of a thief? It's only to himself when the person died, like in our case in Daf Kuf Ches, when the father died. That's when he can't be meichel it to himself, because he yarshins himself, and therefore he has to get rid of the theft, like we explained. However, la'acherim, when you owe it to still owe it to the victim himself, in that case the victim can matzi mochel, he may absolve him of the debt, of the obligation. Asks the Gemara, michlal, if that's true, that's Rabbi Akiva's shita according to this pshat. If that is true, according to Rava, that says that Rabbi Akiva only held that you can't be meichel to yourself, but to somebody else you could be meichel and you could absolve him. If Rabbi Yossi Aglili argues on Rabbi Akiva, it must mean that Rabbi Yossi Aglili himself holds and maintains that even to yourself you could be meichel, even when the person died, the victim died, and now you owe it to yourself for whatever reason, either it's Gezel Ger or it's a person's father that dies, and now he owes it to himself. Says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in that case, it will work. Asks the Gemara, if that's true, that mechila to yourself always works according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Gezel Ager dekomer achmona nesina lakayinim heche mishkachas lo. We know there's a parasha of Gezel Ager, we mentioned earlier, that the Torah talks about when you steal from a ger who has no relatives and the ger dies, you must give the keren, the chemish, the ashram, to Hashem, to the kayanim. When is that ever possible? As soon as the ger died, he owes himself money, and since he owes himself the money, he doesn't have to give it to Hashem or to the kayanim, because he can be meichle to himself. Heichi mishkachas lo, Omar Rava, hocha b'mayaskinon, it's in a very special case, in a very specific case, that the case is kishagazalas ager, he stole from the ger v'nishbaloi, and he swore to the ger, and then the ger died before he admitted. Umesager v'hoidel achar misa, only if the meisoid zoya came after the death of the ger, the beidna at the time the oidi that he admitted kono Hashem, at that moment Hashem already was kona and was owed this repayment, v'nasnul koyanim, and that debt, as we explain, goes to the koyanim. So in that case, when the hidah came after the death of the ger, so then you can't be meichel, because already as soon as the ger died, his debt, the obligation of theft, went over to Hashem, to the koyan. Now we will continue by clarifying and by questioning this halacha of Gezel Hager. The halacha is that if you steal from a ger and the ger dies, he doesn't have any relatives, you must pay to Hashem. Boy Ravina. Ravina had a question. Gezel Hagiyoyris Mahu. We know that the halacha is when you steal from a ger, that you have to give Karim Chemish V'Asham to Hashem, to the Koyanim. What happens if you steal from a Giyaris? Now we know in the parasha, the pasuk that says, Vim ein le'ish goyel, if the person who dies, the ger, the one who doesn't have any yorshim, le'ish goyel, ha'ashav ha'ashav elav, ha'ashav ha'mushav la'ashem la'koyin. You have to give it back, ha'mushav la'ashem, you have to give it back to the Koyin, to the priest. The pasuk says, ish, if the man who was the victim was stolen from does not have a relative, then you have to give it to the Kohenim. Asks the Ravina, Gezel HaGiyoris Ma. What happens if you steal from a Giyoris that has no relatives? Isham Rachamana? The mitzvah to give it to the Kohenim is only by a man, because it says Ish V'lo Yisha, to exclude a woman. I don't know. Maybe Urche de Krohu. It's talking about a man, because that's the normal way that the Torah talks. Amalei Rav Aaron Ravina. Rav Aaron tells Ravina, Toshmai, I have a riot. The Tanya, we said in a Braisa, Ish. It says in the pasuk Ish. Ein li ela Ish. And going on this parasha, this pasuk. When it says Ish, I would think only a man. Ish Abinayin. How do we know that even if a person stole from a woman who has no yarshim, i.e. a giyiris? Kishu oimer amushov harei kan shnayim. When it said the word amushov, which is lashon rabba, amushov harei kan shnayim, it seems to tell us that we're talking about two types of people, not only a man but also a woman. Asks the Gemara if that's true that we're talking about also a female ger, a giyiris. Im kain ma talmud lemer ish. Why does it say the word ish? Why does it use that term of ish? Says the Gemara, ish atatzorich lachzor acharav, a man, when he's a full-grown man and he's able to have children, that's when you have to be boidik and you have to check after him and to see if he has or does not have any relatives. Im yesh legoy lememlav. But a koton, a minor, underage, a ger, I atatzorich lachzor acharav, you do not have to check to see if he has any relatives, because a ger, who, as the Gemara in Ksuvah, Daf Yugimel states, a ger koton, Matbilon is about Korchoi. Tosfos explains that there's very specific ways and times that we will make a minor into a ger. Only Adas Oviv, Adas Bezdin. If Bezdin gives the shtempel, Bezdin gives the okay. But when a katan is a ger and the person steals from a katan, then he does not have to return. Then you don't even have to check to see if he has relatives, because he for sure does not have any relatives, because he definitely did not have any children. And as we mentioned, Gershon is Gaia, Kikotin Shanoila Domi. If a Ger converts, he automatically loses all his relatives, and therefore any money that's owed to him is automatically goes to the Kohen, and we don't even have to check to see if he has any relatives. Tosfos explains, how is it possible for a Kotin to have money? We know that a cotton cannot make a mice a kinyan, and the Tosfos answers by telling us that there's the concept, the very famous concept of das acheres maknoi, so that when a person who is over the age of bar mitzvah gives a present, gives a gift, or gives a reward or compensation to a cotton, then the cotton does have a kinyan in that midoy raisa, and therefore if you steal from your cotton, that's the article that you would have to return to the Kohanim. Tana Rabbanon. The Rabbanon learned, La Hashem La Kohen. It says, La Hashem La Kohen, that a person has to give it back to Hashem. And how does he do that? Through giving it to the Kohanim. Says the Gemara, Konoi Hashem. Hashem, the Rabbanon Shalom, acquires this article, V'nasna La Kohen, and it's given to the Kohenim Shabbos and Mishmar. You have to give it to the Kohen of that Mishmar. Asks the Gemara, Ata Omer LaKohen Shabbos and Mishmar. Is it Pasha to you? Is it Dover Pasha? Is it simple that it has to be to the Kohen of that Mishmar? Oy Enoi, maybe possibly Ela LaKol Kohen Sheyirza. One maybe might be able to give it to any Kohen that he wants. Kishu oimem milvad ela kipurim, like it's when it says in the pasuk that this asham is given to the kohenim besides the ela kipurim, we see from the pasuk that the pasuk is comparing this asham to, and Rashi explains the asham and thereby the keren and the chaimish which follows the asham. This carbon goes just like it goes to the Ela Kippurim. Asher Yichu Bar Boi. Alav Harei LaKohen Shabbos Yisrael Mishmar Kosev Dabar. Since we're talking about that this is given besides the Ela Kippurim, we know the Ela Kippurim is given to the Kohenim in that Mishmar, in that watch. So this Kerem V'Chayim Mishmar Hashem also must be given to the Kohen in that Mishmar. Tana Rabbanan. Rabbanan learnt, Harei Shehoya Goizel Kohen. What happens if the thief himself that stole from this ger that died was himself a kohen? Minayin shelo yoimar, how do we know that he should not say, hoyel v'yoytze lo kohenim, v'arehu tachas yodai, since it goes to the kohenim anyway, and it happens to be in my jurisdiction under my watch, yehe shali, let it be mine, I have it already, I stole it, the halacha is that I must return it to Hashem, and I return it to Kohenim. I am a Kohen. Let me take this whole Karen V'Chemish V'Hasham for myself. Vidinhu. And I have a kavah chaymer. I will be able to, I can learn, I can even make a drasha to validate my position and to make sure that I get this karim v'chaymer shvasha. Ibishal acherim hu zoicha. If I am zoicha, if I am able to get somebody else's. And Rashi explains, because when another kohen brings a korban, even if it's during some other kohen's mishmar, still his own korban he's allowed to take, like it says in the pasuk, v'ish asher yitin l'kohen lo yehiyeh. Anytime a kohen brings a korban, even if it is at a time when there are other kohenim in the mishmar, he himself gets it. Something that I have already, that's under my jurisdiction, that really should not belong to anybody else, I for sure should get it. Reb Nosson Omer, b'loshen acher. Another reason, another validation as to why this kohen might be able to keep this stolen object for himself. An article that he does not have any portion of it until it's put into his possession. When it's put into his possession, one cannot take it out of his possession. Something, a chayfetz, an article that he does have rights to, and he does have his hold on this chayfetz, even before mishenichlus v'shusayin edin de'ain acha yochel oitziyam yodoi. I would think that once he gets a hold of it, like this article which he stole, once he gets his claws on it, we cannot take it away. Says the Gemara, no. If we say, we talk about something that he does not have a portion of it, when do we say that he's able to take it? It's only something that he does not have a portion of it, and other people do not either have a portion, do not have the rights to it. But in our case, in the case of Gezel, of this article, of this stolen article, Shekashem Shiyesh Loichelek Boy, just as he has a piece of the action, if he has a clause on this, Kach Yesh Lachem Chelek Boy, the Kohenim of that Mishmar also have rights to it. Elo, Gzeloi Yoitzim Etachaz Yodoi, what do we do? He has to give, we take away this stolen article out of his hands, we split it between all the kohenim, and he cannot retain this stolen article, even though he's a kohen. Asks the Gemara v'aksiv, v'ish es kedosh v'lo yehiyeh. We said in the pasuk, like the pasuk that Rashi mentioned before, that a person, his own carbon, he's able to take. So this geza, this thief who's a kohen, he must now bring a karen v'chaimish v'asham. He has to bring a carbon asham to the Beis HaMikdash. And the halacha is that any time a kohen brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he's able to keep all the chalakim that are distributed typically to the other kohenim. Halacha b'mayaskinon b'kohen tamei. You're right. If he was a regular kohen, he's entitled to the asham and he'd be able to take it. But here we're talking about a kohen tamei. And since he's not allowed to take the asham, he's not allowed to take the keren or the chaimish either. Asks the Gemara, ibekayin tamei. If it's talking about a kayin tamei that cannot take the carbon in this case, davar sheyesh lechelek by mi islei. In this case, you cannot call him a person that has claws on this keren v'chaimish v'asham. He's not a davar sheyesh lechelek by. He has no part in this. In this carbon, he has no chance for this carbon because he's tamei. Hello, asi l'koyin l'koyin mistei achuza. But the real reason why, the way we know that this koyin cannot keep his portion of the asham, the thief himself cannot keep the portion, is not from the previous drushas that we saw one side and then we asked on it, but rather We learn it out of Stei Achuzah. The halacha is, if a person is Mekadesh a Stei Achuzah, we know that if a person sells a field, the field goes back by Yoivil, it goes back to its original owner. Now what happens if a person is Makdish it? He says that this Sada should belong to Hegdish, this Sada, this field, I want the value of this field to belong to Hegdish. Then Hegdish, the person has a right to redeem the field from Hegdish. However, if Hegdish were to sell it to somebody else, then he loses his right to redeem it. But rather, when Yoivil comes after the 50 years, when this Sada, when this field is supposed to return to its original owner, instead it returns to the Kohenim, it returns to Hashem, it returns to the Beis HaMikdash. D'tanya. We learned in a Braisa, Achuzasai Matam Aloymar. Why does it say in the Pasuk Achuzasai? His Achuza, his portion, his Chelek. What is the word Achuzasai, his, coming to teach us? Talmud Loimar, it's coming to teach us the following halacha. Minayin l'sada hayoitzev l'koyenim b'yoivil. How do we know that if there's a sada, there's a field that in essence is supposed to be returned to the koyenim b'yoivil, as we just mentioned, that there was a sada that was given to the Beis HaMikdash, and the gizbar, the person in charge of the assets of the Beis HaMikdash, sold it to another person. The goal echad min hakoyanim. What happens if the person that the gizbar sold it to was actually another koyin? So the halach is by yoivah. Where does this sada go? We mentioned earlier, it goes back to the koyanim. It goes back to the priests. Says the Gemara. What happens if this was bought by a koyin and now this koyin wants to hold on and to retain the rights and the ownership of this field after Yoivil? Minayin shelo yoimar, that the Kohen, how do we know the Kohen should not say, hoyel v'yoitze l'koyenim b'yoivil? Since the halacha is, the din is, that this field must go back to the Kohenim b'yoivil, v'arei tachas yodi, it's already under my jurisdiction, I have it, I have control over it, I would like to maintain, to retain it, and to keep it for myself, teheshali, let it be for me. Vidinu. I even have a Kavu Chaymer to back up. I have a limud. I have a drasha, a way to back up my position. If somebody else had a field, I would be one of the people to get it by Yoivil. So if I myself have a field, of course I should be able to retain it and to keep it for myself. Talmud Loimar, Kistei HaChayrim. So we see in the pasuk it says it should be like a stei achirim achuzasoi. We go back to this word of achuzasoi, his achuza, achuza shaloi ve'ein zu shaloi. His achuza should belong to him, but another person, but a different achuza that is not to be split between all the koyanim should not belong to him. And this, even though he has his hold on it. But we learn out of the pasuk of Achuzasoi that this field does not stay in his jurisdiction, and therefore the same halacha would be by Gezel Ger. If a Kohen were to steal from a Ger, and he would admit to the Ger, and he would be chayiv, he would be obligated to give him a Karen v'chaimish v'asham, and he would come to, with the claim that he would like to retain the rights to this asham, the rights to this Karen v'chaimish. We learn out of Estei Achuzah that this is not the case. Just like if Estei Achuzah, it says the Pasuk Achuzah Soi, that only his Achuzah belongs to him, but not an Achuzah that's meant to be split between all the other Kohenim. Likewise, in the case of Gezel Ger, he does not get the rights to the Karen Ruchemish V'asham. We take it away from him. We divide it equally between all of his brothers, all of the Kohenim, all of his brethren.